It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, workers at PNC-based PNC Financial Group spent 2 days last week in an internal hackathon aimed at creating new apps that can help both internal and external processes. The Pittsburgh Business Times reports 38 teams from Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Columbus each came up with their own idea. PNC Chief Enterprise Architect Eric Donnelly says the hope is to roll out to the customers the best of the ideas. Microsoft has filed suit against the Justice Department over its use of court orders requiring the company to turn over customer files stored in its computer centers. The company says the government is using an outdated 1986 law to get court orders for customer data, while in some cases prohibiting the company from notifying the customer. Microsoft says the orders violate its constitutional right to free speech, as well as its customers' protection against unreasonable searches. This week, the tech report gets a little stressed out. Lab rats can be taught to do just about any simple task to get a food treat. University of Pittsburgh neuroscience professor Beata Mogadam and her students attached wires to the brains of a group of rats and taught them to stick their noses in one of several holes to get a treat. But every once in a while, the rules would change as to how to get that treat, and the rat would have to adapt its behavior.
Rats are pretty smart, and they could figure this out, and they could do four or five changes or shifts during a training, during a recording session.
But then the researchers gave the rats a drug that induced anxiety. It might come as no surprise that when the rats were experiencing anxiety, they did not perform as well.
Their decisions were not optimal. They made more mistakes, and they took longer to decide which was the optimal choice.
But why they didn't perform as well was a surprise.
We found that anxiety essentially numbs the activity of some of the neurons in this area of the brain called the prefrontal cortex during decision-making.
Speaking from her office next to a construction site in Oakland, Mogadam says she expected the bad decisions made during anxiety-filled moments would be due to too much activity in the parts of the brain that control higher functions.
Your brain feels like it's on fire, so maybe it's overactivation, too much noise. But essentially, we found that with this part of the brain, it's not being activated sufficiently to allow you to make the right choice.
Mogadam says the research is still at a very basic level. She hopes to begin looking at other parts of the brain and differences between male and female rats. But she says in the meantime, there are always good ways to use this information.
This particular model provides a very reliable way of measuring anxiety and measuring what it does to brain systems. So if there are novel treatments, we can actually go to this model as opposed to some of the older models in order to test the treatment.
Mogadam says many patients who suffer from a wide range of behavioral disorders say the anxiety associated with their illness is the most disruptive symptom. She says finding new ways to deal with anxiety that are not addictive and do not cause undesirable side effects, like some of the current drugs, could be extremely helpful. That's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Neutbar, 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.